What is the shelf life of your word? Any idea? This is part 2 for whatever day it is. Thursday. So what I said in the previous segment is that until you can tell the difference between what you say and what the machine says, there's no chance that you can change your context. Now, it's a little bit deeper than that. Because, and that's why without integrity nothing works. It's an integrity issue. We humans consider integrity in a very pedestrian way. You don't cheat, you don't lie, you keep the Ten Commandments and all that morality issue. But, that is not what integrity really is. Integrity is that, but it is just the bottom of integrity. The real integrity has something to do with word. First there was the word, I think the Bible says. That's the first line of the Bible. I am not a Bible scholar. I am not a Bible reading person, so forgive me if I am a little sloppy here. So first, there was the word. And then, with the word, God created the light. It wasn't a visible light, it was all the light. Everything is light. If you consider light a wave, then God created wave. And if you consider light photons, i.e., particles, then God created particles. God created light. Now, what does it have to do with integrity? You are no God, right? Well, if you really look, you do pretend that you are God. You say things like, oh, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. Yeah, maybe. The most important thing is that this leg of evolution where you acquire the main and fundamental capacity of godness, if there's such a thing, godness, or if it's a word, godness, then. What you need to do is have a strong relationship to your word. A strong relationship between yourself and your word. So the wording that Landmark gives it, integrity is honoring your word as yourself. Not yourself but yourself. Which means what you're creating with your word all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, and all the time is yourself. Because who is going to play the role in the world? Who is going to decide what's the context? Who is going to decide what is important and what isn't? And who is going to decide what to do as yourself? Now, you either have a self or you don't. Most of you don't. You either have the capacity to create self or you don't. About 40% of humanity is born without the capacity to create self. So that much of about equality. We are not created equal. We are not. The DNA adjustment activates the gene to create self. And that gene is not active in 60% of humanity. Some of you are not created with the capacity on. Why? I don't know. I read somewhere yesterday, that expecting that different people at different places of the earth would follow the exact path that was described or that created the modern human is a little bit delusional unless it was really 100% in our DNA from the get-go, which kind of indicates creation, right? The people who were born this place and that place, are not going to be the same. They cannot. And even if they were kind of born the same but they were born in a group of people where the nice people were eaten and the evil people at dinner, the survivors of that group were the evil people who were not the good ones because the good ones never had the chance to procreate. So anyway, I am going into uncharted territory. I apologize for that. You need to create a relationship between your word and who you consider yourself to be, who you are going to honor yourself to be. The self. The self that you mean in self-expression, that's the self that you express. Self-respect. It's the self that you are going to respect. Self-esteem. That's the self that you are going to esteem. Okay? Not the jumping jack, moronic, inconsistent numbnut that you are being right now. If you are not a numbnut, don't take it on. Don't tell me that I told you that you are a numbnut. I don't know everyone. Lots of people are going to listen to this audio. So don't get offended. So there are two kinds of words in your head. Two. One is coming from the machine. The machine is created by society and just for credibility has added some words from your particular history. Okay? You're black, you are descendant of slaves, you are Kurd, you are a second-class citizen, whatever. Right? That's all the machine. You never actually sat down and said, I am going to think that. That is going to make me exactly how I want to be, miserable. No, you never did that. Nobody would do that. Your self-interest will not go in the direction of misery. Okay? It's not. It's not the nature of self-interest. And then there's the other kind of word, and most of you never have, that is the result of pondering, that's the result of decision. You consciously, the conscious consciousness, decides to say that. So when I say you mostly never say that, I actually mean it. Most people have never thought, used their brain for thinking, ever. Not even for a moment. Now, figuring out a mathematical equation, okay? or whether you are going to have money for a new outfit or not. I don't consider that, in this context, thinking. I consider, in this context, thinking, when you think out who to be. What would be the right who to be? Okay? Instead of listening to the thousands of voices in your head that act as advisors, and then act on the voices, you are going to actually sit down and look deep and wide and decide who you want to be. Because what you want to do will come from who you want to be. So, if you have never done that, don't feel bad about it. Nobody taught you how to do that. You actually think you do that. You read a meme and say that's who I want to be. But then you find out that your actions are not consistent with that. Now why? Because there are thousands of voices of the machine while there is one, sometimes, a little bit, sometimes, for some of you, thin little voice that you invented. So the competition is fierce. The sea of voices drown out the little voice that you said, that's who I want to be. But that doesn't mean that you can't be who you want to be. But not until something happens. Not until you do something. So the two things you need to do is strengthen the voice, your voice, I want to be that. And the second one, you need to separate yourself and insulate yourself from the sea of voices that's the machine. Now, what do you need to do first? I mean, ultimately, I suggest that you start distinguishing the enemy. The reason Sun Tzu's art of war has been favored to thinking people, not having thoughts people, for thinking people, is because he distinguished principles of war. Principles of winning. So in the art of war, Sun Tzu says, if you don't know your enemy, you are already automatically a loser. So before you build up your army, which in this instance would be strengthening your voice, you need to know your enemy. So in the playground, we don't learn to create strong statements of self. That's not what we do there. We could, but it would be lost in the sea of voices. Instead, we do one thing and one thing only. We distinguish the enemy. The more readily you recognize the enemy, the more readily you recognize that that voice is not you speaking. The more readily you can differentiate yourself and separate yourself. And the more readily you hear it as noise instead of something that advises you, the more ready you are going to be to declare, that's the official word. Declare who you want to be and then hope or be able to keep it in existence alive, operative, working. Ultimately, you cannot get rid of your default context. I always hoped that you could, but no, you can't. It's almost embedded in muscle memory and everywhere. But you can counter it when you have distinguished the art. No, sorry. When you are artful and masterful at recognizing what's not you and what's not your voice, and when you speak, declare, and bring persistence and insistence and consistence to keeping that declaration in existence, keep it alive. See, the shelf life of a declaration without all this foundation work is about 2.5 seconds. It becomes a bragging right but not an operational statement. I know a lot of people who walk around declaring themselves as this and declaring themselves as that. But how do I know that they are full of crap is that their actions are not consistent with what they say. You see, when you have a strong relationship between your word, yourself, and your actions, that's when you have started on the path of becoming a human being. A human being is the God level of human. At this point, there is not even one. I am close but not 100% consistent, okay? So that's where we are going. And that's where it's heaven, okay? Now, is it heaven halfway through? Yeah, kind of. A lot of the time, yes. All the time? No. No. All the time is when everything that you hear in your head is noise and your actions are always consistent with who you declared yourself to be. So how do I know I am not there? Because all this series of illnesses and misfortunes and accidents came to me as a punishment because I haven't been 100% true to my word. I haven't honored my word as myself. And I was cheating on my diet. I was comfortable. I was this, I was that. Okay? So I said I would do something and I didn't. Okay? So I am now awakened with a swift, swift kick in the butt and I am getting back on the pony. Alright. So you need to do the foundation work first. You can't be where I am. This is the result of 40 plus years of work, okay? There's no jump in reality. If you want to start, start with the integrity, the power of your word. Start building your word. Go to https://yourvibe.me/integrity.